Well, the late Paul Bartel was a prolific actor, writer, and independent filmmaker who directed the cult classics Eating Raoul, Scenes from the Class Struggle in Beverly Hills, and Death Race 2000. His last film, Shelf Life, was critically acclaimed but never distributed. As John Kalish reports, after sitting on a shelf for a quarter century, it's about to have a new life.
Shelf Life begins with the St. Cloud family descending into its underground bomb shelter on the day in 1963 that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
I knew this would happen sooner or later. This is just the beginning. It's only a matter of time before they take over everything.
The rest of the film takes place 30 years later, with the surviving three children still in the bomb shelter, cut off from the rest of the world. It began as a stage play created by the three actors in the film, Jim Turner, Olan Jones, and Andrea Stein.
I think we were quite taken with the idea of, what if we were sequestered? What do people do when they don't have outside influences and they are forced to create a life and a culture and relationships?
Want to play plates and dogs? Law enforcement? Ballerinas?
Ballerinas! Oh, no! Medical update? That always ends in tears. How about climb every mountain?
Personal tragedy? Monsters who cheat?
No.
The movie was released in 1993. Director Paul Bartel caught the final performance of the play and decided right away that he wanted to film it, as he told me in 1994.
I was knocked out by all of the ideas. Ideas about the relationships between men and women, between siblings, the existence of the child within adults, all kinds of satirical and non-satirical comments on American culture, and an amazingly interesting situation.
Shelf Life was rejected by the Sundance Film Festival, a major disappointment for Bartel, who died in 2000 and had served on Sundance juries. Variety called the film Bartel's best directing to date, but he couldn't find anyone to distribute it. Fast forward a quarter century to Bartel fan Alex Mechanic, who got his hands on a bootleg VHS tape.
And it really just stands out as something that feels unique and hilarious and really heartfelt, too. And I think it's time for people to see it. And I feel, just based off the reactions we've gotten so far, I do feel that there are people out there that would really want to see this and would really respond to it.
2 years ago, Mechanic screened Shelf Life for a group of 20 and 30-something Hollywood creatives. And last year, sold-out screenings were held in Los Angeles, New York, Toronto, and Seattle.
Thank you for being here with us on this gorgeous Seattle day. We're about to go down, down, down into the dark.
29-year-old Elle Fried attended the Seattle screening and then watched it again this spring when the Northwest Film Forum moved to screening online because of the pandemic. She says the film's absurdist humor appeals to people her age, especially during this historical moment.
I think that it's absolutely prescient. We're stuck in houses for an indefinite amount of time. We are living in this crazy, just surreal world.
Actor Olan Jones, who portrays Tina St. Cloud, thinks there's another reason the film's characters appeal to audiences who are sheltering in place.
In New York, there was this girl about 19 or 20. She was over the moon after she saw it. And I said, why do you like Shelf Life so much? And she said, this is our lives. We're all living in a bomb shelter.
Last night, they shot President Kennedy. Now, we are going to stay down here where it's safe until the Martians or the communists or whoever the hell did it goes away. The kids are little. They will adapt.
The actors who created Shelf Life and Paul Bartel's family are close to signing a deal to release the film as a DVD and online. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.
Meanwhile, Shelf Life will be screened today on the American Cinematheque website. We'll link you at hereandnow.org.